Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. We've got some great news today. You're gonna like it. First, Humanity for Yang put out a trend alert that's already begun for hashtag Bernie endorse Kim. As you might surmise, the goal is to get Bernie to endorse David Kim. I know opinions on Bernie are very diverse within the Yang gang, but there's no questioning his support structure, particularly his donor base and mobilization. Kim could definitely use that boost. All right, the great news is that Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, has donated another $3 million to UBI efforts, this time for Mayors for AGI. Dude's on a roll. All of the funds are earmarked for UBI pilots in member cities. Give that boy some love, gang. The second bit of good news is that Ireland's new government has committed to conducting a 5-year pilot of UBI. Details of the trial have yet to be decided, but their commitment is clear. And the third great news is that a recent YouGov poll of almost 1,400 Americans found that over 3/4 of them support data rights in line with Yang's policy and DDP's mission. They want control and they want compensation, and they want government to get off its butt and establish both as a right. Can't argue with that. In another Supreme Court ruling, the court struck down Trump's executive overreach in claiming absolute immunity from criminal investigation as president. Yet another dictatorial warning sign to any patriots out there. They also ruled that a heightened need for scrutiny was not required. Specifically, this was connected to his defense against obeying a congressional subpoena for his tax documents, an item which every other U.S. president in modern history has voluntarily made public. Unfortunately, the court stopped short of enforcing the subpoena, instead kicking the case back down to the lower courts again, meaning there is no clear timeline for when the tax documents will be revealed, likely not before the election. The result is a weak departure from earlier cases such as Clinton and Nixon, where SCOTUS mandated evidence be made available. The source of Trump's wealth and how he has spent it have always been hotly debated issues, and his business history is a well-known cesspool of broken contracts, shady dealings, criminal acts, and frivolous lawsuits to avoid accountability, as well as payoffs of women alleged to be mistresses of Trump. He's gone to extreme lengths to keep the documents private, and his lawyer outright said they will continue to throw up any objection they can think of to draw out the lawsuit in the lower courts, delaying the inevitable as long as possible at the taxpayer's expense. In an announcement yesterday, Biden called for a $400 billion 4-year increase in government purchasing of U.S. goods and services and $300 billion in research and development in U.S. tech firms, as well as tightening current Buy America laws. He developed the plan in conjunction with Warren and claims the moves would create 5 million new jobs. He also emphasized previous pledges for a $15 minimum wage, strengthening workers' collective bargaining rights, and repealing Republican-backed tax breaks for the U.S. corporations that move jobs overseas. His campaign pledged that the investments in domestic markets would come before any international trade agreements. Perhaps as important, Biden added that it's not sufficient to build back, we have to build back better, and ensure all Americans are in on the deal. I'm not sure how I feel about the Buy American proposals, but I think investing in tech is a good idea. If it's going to be at private companies, however, it had better be companies like Tesla, those who are focused on progress over profits. Mostly, I'm just glad to hear Biden is upgrading his rhetoric to the Build Back Better motto and addressing some of the concerns of the demographics that went for Trump. 33% of Americans have yet to complete their housing payments this month, up from 30% in June and 31% in May. Over 3 months now with no sign of improvement. FYI, Louisiana's Department of Health put together an ordered list of the most dangerous places to be as far as COVID infections. Meat processing facilities were number one, bars were number two. Avoid enclosed spaces with dense crowds, you have been warned. Humanity Forward added another two endorsements to the list yesterday. Dr. Al Gross running for Senate in Arkansas, and Liam O'Mara running for the House in California's 42nd District. Liam already won his primary and now faces a 27-year Republican incumbent. Liam's policies broadly align with Bernie, in addition to supporting an unspecified UBI. Dr. Gross is running as an independent, and his father was Alaska's state attorney general, who actually helped craft their oil dividend. Pretty rad. He does not have a policy page on his website, but supports a public option for healthcare, bargaining rights for Medicare, unions, an unspecified increase to the minimum wage, climate change, and lowering education costs. Check these guys out at their sites below and consider supporting them. David Kim and Shahid Buttar had the first part of their town hall series, which covered the defund police and bail out the people movements. One striking point from Kim was that he said LA could provide a home to every homeless person in the city with 20% of the police budget. I would love to see some data on how much time and resources police spend on homeless issues. Imagine if it's anywhere close to 20%. No brainer at that point. Check it out below. Yang had a talk with Jonathan Van Ness on Instagram today. No link provided, and I'm not sure how recording works on Instagram since I don't use it. I'm sure someone will post it somewhere more accessible soon. Yang also had a discussion with Van Jones and Michael Fay, the CEO of GiveDirectly, on the explosion of popularity around UBI and why we need it. Finally, Jen Perelman's election is getting close and mail-in ballots are starting to be cast now, so she needs help with phone banking, donations, whatever you can do for the final push. She said that yesterday they made almost 11,000 calls, which is crazy. Must be the power of Bernie. I remember how badly they whipped us in phone banking back in the primary. Much better to be on the same side. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Help trend hashtag Bernie endorse Kim. Thank Jack for donating to Mayors for AGI. Bookmark the data rights poll. Check out Al and Liam. Help Jen over the finish line. Help support clear, fundamental policy goals for the protests. Visit bailoutthepeople.com to take action. Help recruit other organizations to the cause and get everyone to sign the UBI petitions. Flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters using the ResistBot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need financial help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.